Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 25 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 24 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 23 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 22 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 23 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 23 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 23 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 22 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 23 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 25 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 29 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 33 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees.
KUPZJ testing.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 37 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 36 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 36 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees.
Your battery, I don't know what you're working on a pack, but for sure, no problem. All right, maybe catch you in the net. 88 DC.
Awesome, thanks, man. KE7 ZDY.
Good evening, 2000 hours, cloudy, 33 degrees.
All right, QST, 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 good evening, everyone. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo. My name is Pat, and I will be the net control for tonight's University of Michigan Amateur Radio Club Sunday Night Net on the WAUM repeater and Echolink. This is a directed net that is open to all licensed amateurs. You do not have to be affiliated with the University of Michigan to participate. All licensed amateurs are welcome and encouraged. The purpose of the net is to discuss club events, practice net control techniques, exchange information, ask questions, and just have fun. Break for time. WAUM repeater is now part of the All-Star system, which brings many new features to the repeater. I wish to advise you that everything on the repeater is now being recorded, both RF and Echolink. I'll take check-ins in the following order: first short-time mobile and portable stations, then Echolink stations, and finally all other stations. New hams are especially welcome to check in. Do we have any short-time mobile or portable stations? Please call Net Control WA4DSR now.
November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo, mobile.
KE7 ZDY, portable.
Okay, I have two of you, N8SBE, followed by KE7 CDY. N8SBE, Dave, what do you have for us this evening?
Yeah, this is N8SBE, Dave, and I'm out shivering in my truck. It hasn't warmed up. But just wanted to say hi to everybody tonight. And I don't think I have anything else much new to talk about, except for I have been working on getting an old BV4 Mini back up and running as a hotspot. And you plug it in. I've got it plugged into a Raspberry Pi, and I'm working on downloading and getting the firmware into the Raspberry Pi for it. It's no longer supported by PiStar or WPSD, so I have to go back and get something I've downloaded from a place in Europe that has DV4 Mini stuff specifically for the DV4 Mini, so we'll see how that works. This is NASB, back to net.
Okay, thank you, Dave, and we look forward to hearing reports on how your project goes and recycling a hotspot. Next up is KE7ZDY. Steve, I believe it is. Any news for us this evening?
Yeah, I'm out in the woods right now, just sitting by a little fire over here in Pinckney on my little Yaesu VX8DR. I got it connected to a quarter-wave ground plane antenna about 10 feet up in a tree, field jungle antenna. So, I talked to somebody all the way in Jackson today with this rig. He said I was coming in pretty clear, and I picked up somebody in Dexter that was on this repeater before the net. He said I was sounding pretty good too, so it's pretty cool. It's a nice night to be sitting out in the woods. KE7ZDY.
Okay, Steve, well, you're making a good signal into the repeater, so as you probably already know, so we hope you can stay out in the woods long enough for the net to finish, and thanks again for checking in. Do we have any other mobile or portable stations? Please call Net Control now. Okay, Nothing heard. Do we have any Echo Link stations? Echo Link stations, please call now.
WD0BCF in Houston.
Hey, WD0BCF. Larry, good to hear from you. Do we have any and all stations, anyone else wishing to check in from anywhere? This is WA4DSR Net Control.
WSEQ, this is Matt.
Cool, Bravo 8, Oscar, India, Sierra, John.
K8BZJ, this is Mo.
Alpha Charlie 8, Tango Oscar, Don.
Hey, WSAU, KB8OIS, KE8BZJ, 8TO. Anyone else wishing to check in?
KE8PWV.
KE8PWV, gotcha. So let me go to the top of the list. Let me, before I start working the list, let me just say, I'll be traveling next Sunday. I expect to be back in time for the net, but if I'm not, I hope there's a volunteer that can stand in for me. So anyway, so let's start with Echolink, WD0BCF, followed by WSAU. Larry, how are things in Houston?
Hello, Pat, and everyone else on the net. Things in Houston are going well. We declare an emergency if we get out of just the freezing conditions with the pipes freezing over, but so far so good. That's all I can tell you in Houston.
Okay, Larry, stay warm. Please stay warm. Next up is WSAU, followed by KB8OIS. Matt, the frequencies are yours.
On Friday night, someone that I know that's in Texas mentioned that it was 28 there, which I think was about where it was at the time in Ann Arbor. So it seems like about the same temperature in Texas as it was about the same temperature in Texas as in Ann Arbor, although it looks like it's getting into probably the 30s or so today. So I think it's getting a little warmer now. It's going to warm up over the week. So maybe it's going to be colder in Texas. Let's see. I spent some time fixing the closet yesterday, so I didn't have too much time for radio. But got the parts for free from the manufacturer under warranty, unfortunately. Seems like I have to replace them every couple of years, which is not so much fun. And I'm wondering how Pat, I think you had a plumbing link a while ago. I'm wondering how are you doing with that. I hope that's hoping you're getting that back to normal. Let's see. I worked a little bit on my transfer switch project. I'm going to go try and figure out if I'm going to mount a box to vinyl siding in a little bit here. And maybe after that, I've got this HT that does this radio ID HT that seems to have trouble getting into the Aero 2-meter repeater from, or not 2-meter, 1.2-meter repeater from my house here, whereas the Kenwood has no trouble getting into it. I've got a little SWR bridge that also is a power meter that should be good for that band, so I'm going to see how much power it's really outputting when it says it's outputting 5 watts. I kind of suspect this antenna that came with it is just a terrible antenna at 1.2 meters, but actually I get the SWR bridge, so it would tell me if that's how well that antenna works too. Thanks for that.
I'm going to take you back then. Okay, Matt. Well, it sounds like you have a lot going on. And thanks for asking about our plumbing leak. That got solved, but now we've got a leak in the roof. Not too bad, but the water's getting in around some cans that vent air out. Fortunately, we're not as bad as our neighbors because we're in a duplex, and they've got all sorts of frost and stuff in the roof, so or underneath the roof, which is dripping down into their top floor. Some time ago, we had a solar-powered fan put in, and that has really kept things, the humidity and everything down up there. So things aren't too bad yet, and hopefully we don't have to replace the whole roof. Anyway, next up is KB8OIS, followed by KE8BZJ. John, what's news in the shack?
KB8OIS. We had a good showing. A lot of people came by our table at the Livonia swap yesterday. So the club made some money, and the other thing, the weather antenna, the satellite antenna that we have up in the rooftop for weather data, is beginning to capture some weather maps. So that's still, I've got people doing some fine-tuning work on it to try to make the images a little bit clearer, but we're starting to capture some weather data. I think that's it. Back to you, Pat, KB8OIS.
Okay, thank you, John, and thank you for everything you do to keep the shack going. So, again, we're very grateful for that. Next up is KE8BZJ, followed by AC8TO. Mo, the frequencies are yours.
Thank you, Pat, and good evening to everybody on the net. I'm talking to you on a new-to-me Kenwood TM731A that I found at the Livonia swap. I had a nice visit with John yesterday morning as well. And off to a great start to the week, I think. I hope everybody else is the same. And I'm back tonight.
Well, it was nice to have a warm-up today and a little bit of sunlight. And my Honda Civic hadn't been driven in probably 6 weeks, so the battery needed to be jumped. But now it's working fine. So anyway, next up is AC8TO, followed by KE8PWV. Don, any news from North Campus?
Thanks, Pat. ACTO Don. Not a whole lot new, just the usual getting through the winter up there. Sorry to hear about your Honda Civic battery. I've got an old Honda Odyssey minivan. It seems to be a common pattern with Hondas that if you don't drive them, the batteries run down. They seem to have a higher battery drain than any other, like, parked, static, unused drain than anything else I've used. I actually stuck a power pole connected with fuses on my battery so I can very quickly plug in a little battery tender charger because we've used it mostly like transport kids to college and stuff, which we're not really doing, so yeah, sorry to hear about that. On radio, I've mostly been working on trying to fill in some 80-meter gaps. I've gotten 100 DXs, DXCCs on every band from like 40, or actually every band from 60 to 10, and 80 is my nemesis. I just want to get two more confirmed. So that's kind of my frustration. I feel a little bit like Wile E. Coyote being on one of his schemes here, but so be it. ECTO, back to net.
Well, Don, that's impressive on DXCC on all bands from 60 to 10, but still missing two more on 80. And then you can move to 160. So, hi. Anyway, yeah, but the Honda does all right. We also have a Honda CR-V, and that has more electronics in it. It's about 6 years old, and it just, the battery just, if you don't drive it every couple of weeks, it's dead. So, anyway, finally, on this first round through the list is KE8PWV. Mike, how are you this evening?
Good evening, Pat, and everybody else. Mike, KE8PWV, Echo Link tonight. Doing pretty good. Picked up 10 meters Japan today, so happy about that. In single sideband, although FT8 eludes me. Let's see, what else? Not too much else going on. Echolink, John, or whomever, just a little bit weak on the audio. I've got my volume up extremely loud and still sounds a little bit weak. Not sure if you guys can do that without over-deviating everybody else in the trials and tribulations that we've had before. Nothing else really in the pipe planned for Ham Adventures, but you never can tell. So thank you for the time. Have a good evening, everybody. KE8PWV.
Okay, thank you, Mike, for the signal report. I've noticed that the audio on many stations tonight on RF is also weak. Last week the audio was spectacular, and this week for some reason it just doesn't seem to have the same oomph or strength that it did last week. So who knows what's going on anyway, but thanks for the audio report. That takes us to the bottom of the list. Do I have any new check-ins or rechecks? Any new check-ins or rechecks? Please call Net Control now.
Whiskey 8, Alpha Whiskey Tango.
Alpha Bravo 8, Bravo Charlie.
Hey, I have Whiskey 8, Alpha Whiskey Tango, Alpha Bravo 8, Bravo Charlie, and there was a station that doubled with the ABA station. Could you come again, please?
Kilo Bravo 6, November Uniforms.
All right, we got you in there, Dan, KD6NU. Any other new check-ins or rechecks? Please call Net Control now. Hey, W8AWT, followed by AB8BC. Augustine, the frequencies are yours.
Okie dokie, thanks for running the net. This is Whiskey 8 Alpha Whiskey Tango. I'm glad the repeater is at least somewhat working right now. I know in weeks past it was just completely conked out on us. So I'm glad it's working. I had a pretty great weekend. I was able to go to a couple hours of the Livonia Image Radio Club slot and had a lot of fun browsing there. Met a couple people that I had never met before and saw some old friends. Also bought myself a couple stickers and a couple PL-259. So that's all for me. I'm hoping sometime early this spring / summer to get my outdoor antennas set up, because right now I'm only running a 5/8 wave above my head in my bedroom here. Whiskey 8, Alpha Whiskey Tango, back to me.
Okay, that sounds great there, Augustine. Thanks for checking in tonight. It seems to me that the Livonia swap must be one of the premier ones in the area, and I'll try to make it next year. Next up is AB8BC, followed by KB6NU. AB8BC, the frequencies are yours.
Yeah, good evening, Pat. AB8BC, Kirk here in Dexter. And I missed the Livonia. It was on the calendar. Couldn't get myself going. Had some other things going on late Friday night, so I was kind of sad to miss that. Not a whole lot to report here. And I did hear Steve KE7ZDY check in. I was portable. Talked to him just briefly before, so I'm glad you made it in there. I guess nothing else to report other than that, so we'll hand it back to you, Pat. AB8BC.
Okay, thank you, Kirk. Thanks for checking in. And so two of us missed the Livonia swap. Oh, well, maybe next year, as they used to say in Chicago. Finally, we have KB6NU. Final but not least. So, Dan, what's up?
Yeah, W8-4DSR in the net, KB6NU. Well, I also went to the Livonia swap yesterday, and, I think they've got something there. They actually had to move to a bigger spot this year because last year they ran out of space too early, and I didn't sign up for a table myself until early last week. And they said they only had two tables left, so I'm guessing they sold out again, which is a great thing. So they got something good going there, and I think one of the reasons is they've been doing it on Saturdays. You know, Saturdays, maybe people are more apt to go on Saturday. Maybe other clubs should think about that as well. I know I had a pretty good day. I sold a bunch of stuff, sold a bunch of my books, and met a lot of great people too, like the others, and had a pretty good time. So
That's my report on the swap. Back to you. This is KB6.
Well, thank you, Dan. That's very interesting on Saturday. It makes a lot of sense. And I guess I should put it on my calendar for next year and try to make it myself. Anyway, we've been through the list once. We've had 11 stations. It's now 21 minutes past the hour. One final call. Any new check-ins or rechecks? Any new check-ins or rechecks? Please call Net Control WA4DSR now. Nothing heard. So that concludes the WA4UM Sunday Night Net. We had a total of 11 check-ins, plus myself, for 12 stations on frequency, and it's 22 minutes past the hour. Not bad for a quiet Sunday night in February in Michigan. And once again, I expect to be back from travel to take the net next week, but if I'm not, if the airlines are delayed, then please, I hope we have a volunteer that can run the net in my stead. So with that, we'll say goodbye, 73s, and look forward to hearing and talking with all of you, same time, same frequency, next Sunday. WA4DSR clear.
KE7ZDY clear.
Good evening, 21 hours, mostly cloudy, 33 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, mostly cloudy, 32 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, mostly cloudy, 33 degrees.